Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one, welcome all to the fifth and perhaps final episode of the Degenerate Duo. I say it might be the final episode because tonight we're speaking on snowflakes and good old cancel culture, and they don't like that. We might say the N-word, the F-word, the C-word, the G-word, the K-word, and heaven forbid, the B-word. So strap in or get the fuck out, because tonight is going to get a little wacky. I'm half your duo, the kingpin of Facebook jail, Shane. With me, as always, my right-hand man, the king of comedy, Dakota. And watching our back is the lovely, luxurious, luminous Lacey. And here we fucking go. Say hi, everybody.
Is the B word bacon? Because I'm definitely saying that.
Is that the B word? Bacon's the B word, right?
B word is bacon. I'm definitely saying bacon.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really don't know if we're going to make it through this episode. Because here's the thing. It's like, if it's in context, I don't think that we should say things like N-word. We should just say fucking nigger and own it. Because this is kind of, I want to say right off the bat, this is kind of like a Louis C.K. joke, but it's fantastic. It's a bit he did, I think, on, I don't know, one of his specials. Anyway, the point is, like, saying the N-word is just saying the N-word and getting away with it with no consequence. It's bullshit. That's one of the premium things cancel culture has gotten away with. Is you can be on CNN News and say the N-word, and yet Dave Chappelle is the only one that can say nigga on TV. So what's up with that? You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
before
we get into all this,
I'm going to run through a few. I don't give a fuck if this show gets canceled, because cancel culture is Nazi shit, and I am against the Nazis. I am so against the Nazis, I'm about to say cunt. I'm about to say faggot. I'm about to say nigger, I'm about to say goop, I'm about to say chink, I'm about to say kike, and just say it. I'm not just saying the K-word or the N-word anymore.
Well, I said bacon, that's right. I said the B-word, bacon.
Man, I never say that shit. I never call a woman a cunt. I don't. I never call a black guy a nigger. I don't. I don't call chink or goop or any of that shit.
Let's explain to the listeners exactly what cancel culture is. Lacey, you did the research. What's the definition of cancel culture?
Here's the main problem. I've been hanging out with a lot of gay dudes lately, and you can read into that as much as you want, but I've been kicking it with gay dudes lately, like, all the time. And they introduced me to this drug called poppers. Poppers is an inhalant. Like, you know that white trash motherfucker you know that fucking sniffs glue and gasoline? This is like a little bottle of glue and gasoline. And it gets really high, and it opens up your butthole, so you get fucked. And then it also makes you talk a lot after the fact. Like, you can't shut the fuck up, which is already, I already have that problem to begin with. I told Lacey and Dakota, like, hey, tonight, I'm not going to talk that much. I'm going to let you guys take over the show so we don't get in trouble. And look at it. We're 3 minutes in, right? We're, what, 4 minutes in? And I've already said every bad word that exists. I admitted to doing drugs. You guys, what's going on with you guys?
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Okay, that was a lot to inhale right there. So before we get canceled for every word Shane may or not have said right then, let's explain to the listeners what cancel culture is.
Yeah, we should
so
believe this episode. If I'm going to run for Congress, if I run for Congress, dude, they're going to look back on this episode the first 2 minutes and be like, nope. Black Lives Matter would be so pissed off. And I'm like, no, I'm on your side. I swear to shit. No censorship. End that shit. I tell you, I'm on these same drugs, these poppers, bro. Bing, bang, pop. It's like cocaine for 2 minutes. And we got about 30 seconds left. So... I'm telling you, and they're legal. They're 100% legal. Like, I go to the store and purchase these drugs. You know? So that's cool. Anyway, get on that. Hey, if you have any gay friends, make one and ask him where to buy poppers, and he will know. Straight up. You get them at the porn shop. You get them at the porn shop. The gay dudes go in there, they get their glory hole fucked, they sniff the tutors, and they go home. And the porn shop makes a bunch of money. You know? It's great. I think it's a great drug, you know, as long as you do it, you know, in moderation. You know?
What are you
talking about even? I derailed this show. All I did was come out and say the N-word and the F-word and the K-word and the C-word. I said the G-word and the C-word, the other C-word. And I don't think I said the B-word yet, but I'm going to save that for later. So I got to say, so I have something in my back pocket. Because I opened the show like, bam, pow, surprise. This is what we're doing, dude. Wow. Anyway. Sorry, I'm done. You guys can talk now. I was just rolling with gay drugs, dude. My butthole can have a child right now. Just a baby, butt baby. Because of these gay drugs, they open your ass up. Seriously, I'm sitting here, I'm just like, ooh, and I'm like, kind of like shaking my booty so that my butthole gets rubbed on my bed. And I'm like, oh, yeah, shit. That's all right. You know what I mean? I see why they do it. You know? Okay. So there was a point to the show, wasn't there? Weren't we going to do something like really beneficial? Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the Shane show. It's a degenerate duo. Jesus. I'm sorry I fucked our show up, you guys. I feel bad.
No. This is some funny shit, man. You're good. All right. For every word Shane may not have said right then, that's going to get us canceled. Lacey,
yeah.
Can you let us know exactly what cancel culture means?
Okay.
Yeah.
He kind of said it, actually, because
what is it really? Well, no, hold on. And I'll shut the fuck up. But the thing is, you hear cancel culture all the time. But nobody ever actually describes what it is. They say
right.
Cancel culture, oh, this is happening, that's cancel culture. And you just go, oh, I think I know what that means. Lacey, what does cancel culture actually mean?
Cancel culture is where everybody finds our history offensive, so they're trying to rewrite it and erase it pretty much. So it's like everybody's offended about everything. Like, for example, we have a Nathan Bedford Forest park here close to where I live. They're actually trying to take the statue down, for example, because he's offensive to them. Like, it's just you're erasing and rewriting history because it offends you, which brings out another term, which is snowflake.
What favorite term to use?
Yeah.
Snowflake is a whiny ass bitch who cries about everything and you offend them real easily. I think that's the right definition,
yeah.
Right? No.
Kind of like
pretty much.
And the sad thing is, here's
what's scary. I think about counterculture is that I think that many of the people who support it. Are altruistic in their views, meaning that they mean good. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What they think is that what they think is to end this shit, you have to make the younger generation never know it. That's the theory.
Right. Like, I get what you're saying with
now,
that.
Now, here's the reality.
Some of it is so stupid.
I'm not quite done. I'm actually making a real point now. Here's the thing, though, is that those who do not remember the past are sworn to repeat it, or however that saying goes.
Exactly.
Like,
which is what,
like,
right.
That's actually anti, and what it is it really is, it's communist and Nazi shit. It's communist socialism shit. It's a control of the media, right? You control what people get to see, what people get to produce. It's a slippery fucking slope. Because you start saying that you can't do this because of this, and people just accept that, what will they accept next? What comes next? They're going after the last straw. They're going after art. They're going after music. They're going after comedy. And they're going after just entertainment in general.
Right.
Is what they're going after. Books. You know, there's an old fucking Rage Against the Machine song. that it says they used to burn the books, and now they just remove them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They really
so
are.
This is
100%.
Anybody, for any reason, tells you that cancel culture is good, that motherfucker is a Nazi. And you need to treat him as such. You need to just respect them as so and straighten them out and bring them back to the fucking real world, because that shit is not okay. Censorship, what a society needs to do is censor itself. Forced censorship is never good, especially if it's from the government, like they tell you you can't print this or that, as long as it lies within the law. Okay, I'm not saying you should be able to print child pornography books. I don't think that you should be able to go to the elementary school and give kids books that say how to make bombs. That shit is illegal. However, beyond that, if a motherfucker has an opinion that doesn't go with the agenda, you don't just get to shut that down. That's Nazi shit.
That's mind control shit.
No, that's mind control shit. It's not fucking cool.
That's like the United States was developed to have multiple cultures. We're supposed to be a melting pot.
Freedom of fucking press. Freedom of fucking press. Freedom of the fucking press. Freedom of press. Freedom of speech.
Right
to bear arms. Right to privacy.
Right
to not convict yourself in a court of law. There are these things. The Bill of Rights is a whole
and the
thing.
Right to eat
we
bacon.
We only ever hear about three or four of them. You know what I mean? But those are the first ones to go. And censorship and fucking cancel culture and all that bullshit, while their goals might be good, right? Let's get rid of racism. Absolutely. I hate racism. I hate that shit. It gets on my fucking nerves all the time. All the time, it gets on my fucking nerves. It's all,
you can't get rid of racism if you're going to cancel culture and cancel the history, though. That's the whole point. Like,
no,
you can't get rid of stuff like that.
You can't.
Exactly.
You know, but at the same time, do I think that Southern states should still fly the Southern flag? Not really. They lost. But we should not say that flag never existed.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? You see where I draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't erase that shit. It's just, and it's really part of the beauty of culture is pain. And you need to recognize that shit happened. You need to recognize it's real. You know what I mean?
Own up
to it. You can't make the world a better place by losing touch.
Exactly.
And that's what they're trying to do. If we just make kids never know that happened, then suddenly everything will be cool. No. You need to let kids know how horrible that shit was and to not do it again. Otherwise, Kyle and his friends are going to do the same Hitler shit all over again. And that's why Nazi shit, they take over the media. The first fucking thing you do is start controlling minds, and the media's way to do it. So this cancel culture shit is very scary to me and very fucking serious. I can joke about it all day, but it's a very, very slippery slope that we are currently on. We're sliding down the hill, dude. So either you catch and hold on and climb back up, or you slide to the bottom, and the bottom is like, man, they're going to load people in trucks and haul them off and shit. It's going to get bad. All that Alex Jones shit was talking about is coming to fruition, actually, which is creepy and scary, you know. I mean, God, it's just, man, it's and you look at who's funding it, is the creepy-ass rich Jews. George Soros and shit running like Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is run by Jews. Did you know that? They're funding the whole fucking thing. And you got to go, well, that's odd. Even though Black Lives Matter is altruistic and a good thing, but like you gotta follow the money's trail. You know what I mean? Like, why are these dudes investing, these sketchy ass motherfuckers investing so heavily in this shit? And a lot of it is probably to separate us and get us into the blue and red state bullshit and whatever else they're fucking doing. And I don't want to get on weird conspiracy theory things because I'm really not that drunk. But we're going down that path. This is history says. If you look at Germany in 1915, is America in 2021? How about that?
Yes, right. Like I mean, I don't disagree with
like
that.
Like 7 years before shit went down, they were already like kind of, they're putting out flyers. In Germany, they're putting out flyers. There was the Beer Hall Putsch, which you can look that up. PUTCH, I believe, is where Hitler kind of got his start. And it's very scary shit. And it's what's going down now. And it's like, pick a side team. And I'm like, I don't want either of y'all niggas, dude. Like, I'm not down with any of your fucking faggot shit. I'm not down with that shit. You know, me and my friends, we rip on each other all day, never get fucking offended. And, you know, it's just, and, oh, man, I could just run for the rest of the hour, and I'm not going to do that to you guys. Because, I mean, this shit really is, you've got to recognize how the fuck important what's going on right now with that shit is. And the pandemic hit, so everybody's, like, freaking out anyway. It's not good,
no,
man. It's not a good sign. I'm more concerned about 2026 than I am 2021. I'll tell you that. If this continues.
That's true.
Hmm? Absolutely.
Yep.
Cancel culture is a very slippery slope, dude. Like, for the rest of the hour, should be funny. Except for, like, drug this whole thing down. I'm going to do some more tutor booters. And, No, I mean, but it really is. It really, I mean, this is kind of like that show we did about the school shootings that got serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can joke all day, but this is a very, very, I mean, man, ooh, don't fucking give up your right to speech. Don't give up your right to privacy. And don't give up your right to the freedom of press. Do not do it. Don't fucking do it. You know? Man, read any fucking book you want. Go to the library. There should be all the books. You know?
While you
shit.
Can before they take it all out.
These book-burning-ass motherfuckers can eat my shit. I'll straight up poop in their mouth, dude. Like running KFC poop. And that's a callback to like 4 episodes ago to the KFC story where I shit my ass for 3 days straight. Fucking genius, bro. Fucking genius. Anyway. Smooth to the bitter.
All right, guys. We got about 11 minutes left of the show. I'm going to get to the...
Did I run my mouth for a half an hour? Dude, I got to put these drugs. These drugs.
You're good, bro. You're good.
Drugs on my brain.
I'm going to get to the ads and we'll get back.
Okay, bring it back. First and foremost, dude, I want to mention something very important. No, I have one last very important statement that I think everybody needs to hear. If you're still listening to the show, thank you. And this is probably the most important thing I have said the entire night, okay? Fuck Denmark. Fuck Denmark, right?
Yes.
Fucking little faggoty nigger asses.
Yes.
Fuck them. Fuck Denmark. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Yes.
Fans worldwide, fuck Denmark. They should
have thought we were
going to
say
it to deal
episode,
with this shit.
Fuck you, Denmark.
Denmark.
There's the D word.
Oh, hey, dude, Dakota, dude, Dakota, did we get any sponsors this week?
Oh, we got a couple, and I don't even know if I can make it through this without laughing.
All right. Fair enough.
Straight face.
All right.
I got my straight face.
Sponsors. All right.
You like your chicken, taters, and any other food fried by a family member? Then go to Uncle Tom's Chicken Cabin. Don't forget to ask about Watermelon Wednesdays.
I'll be there for Watermelon Wednesday. Shit, I'll smash watermelon, dude. I'll cut a tiny hole in it. and suck all the watermelon out. Craziest thing you've ever seen. And so, like, I've been hanging out with gay dudes who don't, like, read into that too much. And I can suck a watermelon out of a hole. And I have no teeth. I have no teeth. That's why I talk weird. Anybody who's wondering, like, does Shane have a lisp or something? I don't. I have no teeth. They all had to be ripped out. And strangely enough, not because of drugs. You know?
That's a story from a different episode, I guess?
Oh, that... Right there, fans. That could be a question you can ask on the fan app or the question episode we're going to do. How did Shane lose his teeth?
Oh, we're going to do it. Yeah. Ask us anything.
We're
going to
do a Q&A episode coming up, so.
Oh, dude, right, if anybody's down for that, I am super down.
Yeah.
Ask us anything.
Yeah, I mean, any questions. And then Lacey has a game that she's going to get us rigged up on. We'll see who knows each other the best out of us three. So, that I mean, it'd be fun to do. All right, guys.
That's all
right. Sick of passing boners and unnecessary times. Got a tent that just won't go down after camping. Then use Would Be Gone. Don't be afraid to get a sniffer. You can't get down with Would Be Gone. And Pizza Slut is back yet again, guys, with the summer blowout. 5 large pizzas, breadsticks, wings, 7, yes, 7 blowjobs, 4 handies, and no 2 liters for the low price of 2 easy payments of
$22.97. Dude,
Pizza Slut is our last sponsor of the week, guys. Oh, I got one more. I saved the best for last. If you like smoking and fucking, need bongs and dongs, then go check out Cheech and Chong Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll a joint today.
All right, I made it through the sponsors.
If you need bombs and dongs, check out Cheech and Chong's. That was hilarious, dude. That made my night. That was really that was probably like one of the top advertisements that we've gotten so far. I wonder how much money they gave us. Like, Dakota just keeps it all for himself.
Enough for me to buy another sack of weed.
So he thinks he's just
open
to fucking
business.
Have all the money.
Jokes on everybody. They're paying me in weed and McDoubles. So.
Man, I got to tell you what, dude. I'm coming down from those tutor booters I did earlier, and I really regret taking over the show this week, you guys. I was going to shut the fuck up, and I did tutor booters. It was like little baby cocaine. It's like little baby cocaine. And I just couldn't shut the fuck up. I'm so sorry.
Like, no, you're good, bro.
I don't really like the show anyway.
It's entertainment, man. It's good entertainment. I would let you know if I thought you were getting over the line, but you did great, bro. Good entertainment.
I
dig it.
Also, I'm sorry. I didn't say the N-word once with a hard R, which I really never do. I did it for the episode. I never, even when I'm drunk, like, I'll be like, I'll slip sometimes because I listen to a lot of rap music and shit. I'll be like, what's up, my nigga? But I never say, like, what's up, my nigger? Like, that's not cool. And I said that. And I'm sorry, cancel culture, for saying the N-word was the hard R. You know, shit happened.
Sorry, council coaches. Y'all going to go F yourselves.
Go Google poppers, you guys. They're totally legal. And you just have some. I don't really
We
like
all know
them,
it's
going to
be the Uncle Palm joke I just made that's going to get us canceled. Come on now.
Oh, man, that's true. No, this is probably the last episode of the Degenerate Duo. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. And don't smoke meth. Snort it.
And if you...
it won't ruin... If you snort it, it won't fuck the teeth up so fast. So snort meth. Live your life. Do the damn thing.
We should do an episode on drugs. Just drugs.
You know what sucks is I'm running out of... We've done 5 episodes, and I'm like completely out of new drugs to do. Like, I had the really human episode. I had the really smoking episode. I had the drunk
episode.
I didn't even have the sober episode, remember? And that was awful.
Yeah,
I
no,
know.
That was fun.
Dang,
yeah.
Man.
And
you
now,
are running
now I did the poppers episode. I'm pretty much out of shit I'm willing to do. You know what I mean? So I guess I just start over again with weed.
Now you got to mix
heavy,
matches.
Heavy weed night. Yeah.
See, you know,
now you
get to
do
so you get to start over.
You know, I would do the show on acid, but I'm afraid it would be too intense. You know what I mean? Like, what if I'm tripping out and I get like really like
I'm just see you doing the show on acid, you know? Be talking and being like, did anybody else see that lizard?
Fuck. Good job, man. And by the way, if you missed the last episode of the Ghost in the World that I called into, what's the suicide hotline, bro? Put the suicide hotline on the end of every episode.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Once again, dude,
yeah,
thank you for coming on. Thank you for coming on this week and helping me with that episode, man. Anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, I did an episode. I want to say Thursday. Was it Thursday night or Wednesday night? I think it was Wednesday night.
I don't even know.
I did
something
an episode
like that.
Of Roast in the World in honor of my cousin who committed suicide. And my other co-host couldn't make it, but Shane, you know, was like, hey, bro, I got you. He calls in. It was awesome. We did like another 30 minutes from the 15 minutes I mumbled on for. It was great. So, man, I just want to say thank you, you know, for
and
doing that.
And somehow he promoted me selling my underwear. I have had requests.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I don't even know. I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you the whole story. My brain, it doesn't work right? I'm a total degenerate. I was born wrong. My brain was born all fucked up, and I just poured alcohol and drugs on it. Just pouring it on. And now I'm 42, and it's all fucked up. My cousin died. I was like, that's cool. Lacey fills her panties. That's what my brain connected. That's the A to B points in my brain, how my shit works. That's cool, dude. So, hey, do you think Lacey would actually be able to panties? You think you would actually
I'll
do that shit?
Aside, Lacey. How many pairs did you sell this week?
Bucks?
All joking aside, how many pairs did you sell this week?
Yeah.
What
I'd actually said is that from now on, if you sell any panties because of the show, me and Dakota get 20%.
Yeah.
That's only
that was thrown out there.
10% each. And you
and
we'll even throw
in autographs on them, guys. So.
Oh, man. And you autograph them?
I will autograph
your
joints
shanks?
For you guys. There you go.
Somehow this is telling you to autograph them.
And Lacey had autographed some panties. And there you guys go. If y'all want our autographs, you know what to bring us.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, save us all. This is the end times. It's going down. Shit.
Is this going to be the last episode with the bank?
This might be the last episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have mental health problems, look into NAMI. Look into the suicide hotline. Get help. You know what I mean? It's out there. It's no big deal. There's no stigma about it. Ain't nobody going to judge you, bro. If you're having a rough time, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Maybe you were a soldier. You know what I mean? And you had some rough shit. Maybe you just grew up like rich as shit and nobody liked you and now you're fucking shitty. Get some help. Just get some help, bro.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if anybody out there does need help, like I said, feel free to contact us. We will try our best to get you guys some help. Lacey's our resident counselor anyway, so, you know, she's always down to help people. I got like
a
couple years in school of counseling, so I can level up.
Yeah, and you can call either of them. You can call either of them.
I'm like the same thing as like a counselor. I can be there and tell you things, but you don't have to listen.
I'm not offering help. I'm saying get help. Go find some. That's not me. Is what I'm
saying. If you want Shane to help
you,
you got to pay. You got to pay him ahead of time.
You got
a lot of drugs
and
alcohol.
I tell you what. Hold on. If you're depressed, send Lacey $50 and have the underwear sent to my house, and I will help you out. Done deal. $50. $50. Counselor treatment.
That's how it happened.
We only take cash, no change.
You wouldn't know. And Lacey, you wouldn't even know. They just give you my address. You don't know where I live. Shit.
This is true. I have PayPal.
If you want to send us money, go for it. We only take cash, no checks or money orders, no credit cards up from this motherfucker. So if you want to send us money, make sure it's cash.
No, I take credit cards.
My birthday's coming up, guys. I'm just saying.
I do.
My birthday's in a month.
I have PayPal. Any way you want to send us money. Any way you want to send us money. Any way you want to send us money. Also, HBO Max owes us money for promoting their shit. Twice.
If I were at it, McDonald's should pay me, man. I think I mentioned McDoubles enough in my jokes in on here. So McDonald's should pay us. Max should pay us.
No, fuck that.
And while Justin Bieber should pay us if
we
don't like
it. We take cards. I take all forms of financial tender, dude, and we'll take Bitcoin. We don't give a fuck. Cash, check, or charge of Bitcoin.
Whoa.
Whatever
time out. We only take Bitcoins on days that the stock is up. On days that it's down, we don't want that shit.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's true.
Oy
vey. We're sorry for all right, guys.
It's been another great
good
afternoon. You guys got anything to say before I do the outro?
Possibly the final episode. Yeah, and I'm sorry for talking so much, you guys. I was kind of on cocaine.
It was entertaining as hell.
It was.
I laughed my ass off.
Okay.
I'm sure other people laughed their asses off. So
I can dig it.
All right,
quit being insecure.
All right, guys. It's been another great episode. We're gonna be doing another one soon. Our next one's gonna be about the legendary Jailbird himself, Bill Cosby. So be on the lookout for that coming up, or I'm going to roast the shit out of that fucker.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we got a bunch of episodes planned out, guys. We got a Q&A episode I think we're going to do after the Bill Cosby one.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do two in 1 week or something, or, the following week. But anybody got any questions, I will try to set up a page or something on Facebook or something like that that y'all can write us. If not, just feel free to write
That's
me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that nonsense. And
By the way, what's your name? Dakota Wheatley, right?
Yeah, Dakota Wheatley. My bad, guys. Yeah, make sure to.
I always just
do
Dakota.
All you guys
got to
do is Google King of Comedy,
Facebook,
and it pops up, and you're good to go. If you just Google King of Comedy, you'll find me on there. It's all me, guys. You won't find nothing
there
from that movie that came out years ago. I mean, just a couple things, but nothing major. All right, guys, we're going to end it on that note tonight. Been a great episode. Like I said, tune in this week. We'll be doing some more. Don't be licking doorknobs, guys. Try to stay safe out there. I don't think anybody gets corona anymore. I don't know how that works. I haven't seen anybody with it in a while. And, always remember, man, roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
Needs roasting. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.